When a speech by State Representative Briscoe Cain at Texas Southern University in Houston was canceled because of protest, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick decided the issue of protecting free speech on state college campuses needed to be more carefully examined. Committee Chairwoman State Senator Joan Huffman highlighted during her opening remarks the importance of the issue and the need for a possible legislative fix.
We are seeing far too many instances where faculty, perhaps students, have moved to limit speech when they don't like what the other people are saying, and we need to put an end to that.
Brantley Starr with the Texas Attorney General's Office says not all unpopular or offensive speech is protected speech. Starr pointed to the case of a former Texas A&M student who had scheduled to have white nationalist leader Richard Spencer speak on campus.
A&M refused the permit, and their express basis for doing so was, quote, the risk of threat to life and safety.
The speech and rally were to take place immediately following a violent white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, where one person died. Lawmakers asked Denise Trouth, president of Texas State University, to testify about the university's policies when it comes to students or their invited guest free speech rights. Trouth told lawmakers, the biggest challenge is finding a balance where all recognized student group speech is protected, alongside ensuring their personal safety.
We live in a divided country, so it should not be a surprise that our campuses are divided. Our challenge is to create a learning environment that is simultaneously supportive and inclusive, but also protective of what some find unpopular and even offensive expression.
The hearing follows a recent federal lawsuit filed by the Young Conservatives group against the Lone Star College system. The suit contends the school system refused to recognize the Young Conservatives as a student group, which meant that they could not invite guest speakers or their members could not make on-campus speeches. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.